Praise the name of Jesus. What a joy it is to be back. You know, there was this thing, I was wondering whether you can stay there and be earning the dollars when you're there and the bills are being paid here. So you just show up and everything is working out. Because the truth is that the prayers that we've been praying in different places for security, for safety in Kenya, the reality is that it is actually, Kenya is very safe. So if you've been hearing that there are things that are not working right, that Al-Qaeda is causing messes, I didn't see anything. You know, all that I saw is that I saw peace. And I saw people prospering. I saw people that I never imagined would be were. And those that were became even more. So do not be lied to. Do not listen to the lies of the devil. If you want to go back home, Kenya has plenty of land. Praise the name of Jesus. Our Charity is not with us today. She'll be coming on Wednesday. But we came back with Andrew and we saw the favor of the Lord. Just before we start talking about 2015, because I think that's the subject today, I read something that I found a bit interesting. So this will just help you to find your position so that you can start sharing the word of God. So a friend was in front of me coming out of church one day, and the preacher was standing at the door, as he always did, to shake hands. He grabbed my friend by the hand and pulled him aside. The pastor said to him, "You need to join the army of the Lord." My friend replied, "I'm already in the army of the Lord, Pastor." Then the pastor questioned even more, "How come I don't see you except on Christmas and Easter?" He whispered back, "I'm in the Secret Service." So many of us didn't get it, but that's okay. So Happy New Year. Did we all jump the year well? Do we all feel that we are where God wants us to be, 2015? But how was 2014? If we could just pause for a moment and ask ourselves, how was 2014? You know, it doesn't have a general answer. It has a very specific answer because each one of us had our own experiences. Some of us are disappointed. Some of us are frustrated. Some of us are still suffering from the effects of 2014. That's the reality. As a matter of fact, I attended a church service in Kenya, and the bishop invited the congregation to come forward and have a moment of thanking God, asking the congregation or those who could to come to the altar. And a church that was filled to capacity over 7,000 people, just a fraction of the people were able to come to the front. And I was asking myself what really happened. The reality is that 2014 was a really bumpy ride for most people, full of frustrations, perhaps disappointments, being tested from every side, and some barely making it to the very end. But how was your 2014 year as an individual? At least you made it. That one I can see because you're here. You made it. To some, it was a year of blessing and abundance. But to others, it was a year of great need and lack. To some, it was a year when the Lord came through for them. Every prayer you prayed, God answered and speedily. But for some, it was a year that you really waited upon God. For some, it was a year of favor and overflowing. But to others, it was a year when the bottom broke on them. So how was your year? How was your 2014? Hurt? Pain? Sorrow? Disappointments? But are you going to allow this stuff that happened to you in 2014? Are you going to carry these things that happened in 2014 to 2015? Are you going to drag those pains and shame and embarrassment? Are you going to drag those things in 2014? And as 2014 crowds, there is some form of jubilation and excitement in people where 2014 was okay, where 2014 worked exactly the way they wanted. But for those that it didn't, we are waiting with anxiety, wondering what's going to happen in 2015. Is this going to be my year of promotion? Or is this going to be my year of abundance? Is this going to be my year of increase? Or will it be a replica of what happened in 2014? So there is anxiety. To some, there is great expectation. Isaiah chapter 54. Sing, O barren one who did not bear. Burst into song and shout, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate woman will be more than the children of her that is married, says the Lord. Enlarge the site of your tent, and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your sticks. For you will spread out to the right and to the left, and your descendants will possess the nations and will settle the desolate towns. Do not be afraid, for you will not be ashamed. Do not be discouraged, for you will not suffer disgrace. You will not forget the shame of your youth. You will forget the shame of your youth, and the disgrace of your widowhood you will remember no more. For your maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer, the God of the whole earth he is called. For the Lord has called you like a wife forsaken and grieved in spirit, like the wife of a man's youth when she is cast off, says your God. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with great compassion I will gather you. In overflowing wrath for a moment I hid my face from you, but with everlasting love I will have compassion on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. This is like the days of Noah. Just as I swore that the waters of Noah would never again go over the earth, so I have sworn that I will not be angry with you and will not rebuke you. For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. O afflicted one, storm-tossed and not comforted, I am about to set your stones in antimony and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of jewels, and all your wall of precious stones. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the prosperity of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Verse 15. If anyone stirs up strife, it is not from me. Whoever stirs up strife with you shall fall because of you. See, it is I who have created the smith, who blows the fire of coals and produces a weapon fit for its purpose. I have also created the ravager to destroy. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper, and you shall confute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, says the Lord. Heavenly Father, in anticipation, in anxiety, in jubilation, we come before you, O God, not knowing what 2015 is going to have for us. But there is one thing we do know, that your presence will go with us. And so I am praying this morning that, Lord, your word may come straight to our hearts. For them that, Lord Jesus Christ, are in heart, in pain, in a disappointment and frustration, that, God, you will lift them up with your right hand. For them that, Lord, are celebrating, Lord, I pray that, Lord, your protection will be round about them. I am praying this morning that, Lord, you will send forth your word for us, that, God, may be able to receive that word, Lord, and correctly and appropriately apply it to our hearts, to our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for them that are not with us this morning. We pray that, Lord, wherever they are, you too may bless them, watch over them and protect them. Give us a blessed moment from this time on. Take control. Let the words I speak from now henceforth, Lord, not be of my own. Let them be yours, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. So how was your 2014? How would you summarize 2014? Blessed. I struggled, but I'm here. I saw the Lord. I'm still waiting for the Lord. In verse 4 of Isaiah 54, he says, do not fear, for you will not be ashamed. And suffice it to say that maybe this word is not for everybody. Maybe every prayer you prayed was answered. Maybe every time you called upon the name of the Lord, he came speedily for you. So perhaps this word is not for you. This word is for that person who called upon the name of the Lord, who cried before the Lord, who tarried for the Lord, and is still waiting for the Lord. This word is for that person who is still waiting on the Lord. This word is for that person who is still in pain, who is sore from disappointments of last year, who is still struggling with the frustrations of the things that happened last year, who is smacking because their integrity was challenged last year, who is still hurting because people spoke against them last year, spoke lies against them, and they are still struggling to recover. This word is for such a person. Appropriate the word of God according to the way it comes to you. My challenge to you or to us this morning is that do not drag the disappointments of 2014 to 2015. It's a brand new year. God is grateful. God is gracious. God is faithful. God is loving. God is kind. Think for a moment that because of the things that we did, our choices, we did mistakes, we sinned, we wandered on our own, He could have destroyed us, but He did not. Instead, He gives you a brand new year. A year that you have not lived again. A year that is unscathed, untouched, clean year. What are you going to make out of it? As I was preparing for this message, I remembered how every year, preachers, prophets, and whoever others, people like me or people like you, we brand the years. And we say, this is the year of fill in the blank. But the more I thought about that branding, the more I thought that is generalization. Because every year is different for each individual. My year is going to be different from your year. Your year is going to be different from your neighbors. So I was asking myself, how are you going to brand 2015 for yourself? Not for you and your wife, not for you and your children, for you. How are you going to brand it? And the reason I'm asking this is because I also remembered that in the beginning, in Genesis and chapter 1, God spoke and He said, let us make man in our own image. And fast forward to verse 26. So you and I are made in the image of God. This image means that when I look myself in the mirror, I may not be exactly the way God is, because otherwise we'd all be the same, hairless. But I think that it is something which is more internal. There is something that is inside you that when I reflect, when I see you, I see God. What it also means that when the words that God spoke and He said, let there be, and there was, I believe with all my heart that you too can speak the same words and call those things that are not into existence. Because it's God Himself who said, let us make man in our own image. So if it's an image that does not function as God, then it is useless. It is an image that is not complete. So we have creative powers. Where am I going with this? That you can actually call on 2015 to greatness. Those things that disappointed you, those things that did not work out, you can speak their opposite. You can call their opposite. And they will be, because God has given you those powers. See, Jesus said in the New Testament, and He said that greater things are you going to do, greater than the ones that I have done. You shall speak greater things than I have spoke, and they will come into existence. So why don't we take that challenge? Instead of worrying ourselves and struggling with what we've gone through, 2014 or even 2013 was this, even 2012 was this, how about coming to a position and saying, you know, this is where it stops. I have been created in the image of God. I am going to change 2015. I don't care what the enemy has planned for me. I don't care who is going to talk about me. I don't care who is going to say what about who. I am going to change that right now, because I am the one who has the power of me. You have the power over you. You can speak those things. You can call those things that you desire in your life. Call them to existence. Many of you don't believe what I'm saying, but that's okay. I will still do it. I will still call those things that are not as if they are. I will call them to existence. Will disappointments come? Yes, they will come. But I will refuse to be disappointed. Will frustrations come? They will come. But I will refuse to be frustrated. Because I'm the one who is in control over this being that you see. I can give this being the right to be frustrated. I can give this being that you are seeing in front of you to be upset, to fear. But I refuse to do that. Because I have the power to do that. Are you going to do the same for the authority, for the power that God has given you over that being? In verse 4, He says, do not fear, for you will not be ashamed. And I was thinking for a moment, what does Prophet Isaiah mean? See, when friends are together, when friends are okay, it's merrymaking. You know, come to my house. Let's do barbecue. Let's do this. But when friends knock head on each other, it's a turnaround. People start speaking bad about the other. People start speaking ill of the other person. People who have been very close to each other. You know, they turn tables and they start saying, if you see this person and all of that negativity that follows. But Prophet Isaiah says, that's not going to happen unless you allow it. Unless you allow it. But it's not going to happen. Don't drag the shame of 2014, the frustrations of 2014 to 2015. You will not be ashamed. God will make a way for you where there is no way. Just as he did for Hagar. If you remember Hagar in the Old Testament, when she ran away from her mistress, running into the desert, and she found a brook where she refreshed herself in a place where there wouldn't be any brook or any river. Yet there was a river for her to refresh herself. God will make a way for you. God will provide for you in a situation where you'd never expected God to move. How can God move? This is just so dead end. But God will make a way for you. As he did for Elijah, he will cause ravens to feed and wait on you in the desert. Who would even imagine that birds can come to feed you, can bring roast meat or roast chicken to you? Imagine that. Things that are impossible with man are going to be possible with God. As he did for the injured traveler, he will cause a good Samaritan to come your way. When nobody can imagine, could there be anybody who would reach out to me in my situation, in my circumstances? Is it possible that anybody can come and help me? God will cause a person to be there for you. You will not be ashamed. You will not be stranded. I don't know what lies the enemy has put before you about 2015. Perhaps there's been a reflection and telling you, you know, the struggles that you went through 2014, it's going to intensify in 2015. The devil is a liar. It is time for you to tell him that, you know, that is not true. Because the Bible tells me differently. It says in verse 4 of chapter 54 of Isaiah, do not fear. If God says do not fear, no man can tell me to fear. If God tells me do not fear, walk on, I will walk on. Even when I start doing things that do not make any sense to humanness, it doesn't matter. Because God has told me, do not fear. In verse 6, it says, the Lord has called you like a wife forsaken and grieved in spirit. Like the wife of a man's youth when she is cast off. People may forsake you. And that looks or sounds very rhetorical, being forsaken. But the reality is that every day people are being forsaken. A lot of disappointment and a lot of frustrations in our workplaces, in our families, in our churches, it's because of people being forsaken. People like what Israel was telling us this morning about greeting somebody, you know, telling them that we appreciate them. How many times do we just look over people like they don't matter? Just because of, you know, that Pastor Francis will be here, we assume he'll always going to be there. You don't even know the struggles that he goes through. You have no idea what challenges he has through the week. How about if we brought some humanness in our church? How about if we brought some humanness in our friendship, in our relationships, and pausing for a moment and say, Pastor Francis, how are you doing? How was your week? How has it been with you? Bring in some reality and stop speaking Christianese every day. Because we feel like when we enter this door, it's praise the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord is so good, praise Jesus. But inside, somebody is in pain. Somebody needs help. People in the church are hurting. People inside the church. Why else would one person leave one church to go to the other church if the person is not hurting in one church? People are backbiting each other in the church. People are speaking evil of other people in the church. If you don't have that heart to reach out to the people, maybe you're that person. Maybe you're that good Samaritan that the Lord is sending to bring healing to that person who has been hurt, to speak peace to that person who has been injured, that person who has been ignored, that person who has been neglected. The reality is that people will be forsaken. People will be ignored. People will be sidelined. And they're not being sidelined because of something they've done. It's because of the circumstances beyond their control. Nobody runs for poverty. Nobody runs to be released from work. Nobody runs to drive a jalopy, you know, a an old car. Everybody would want to drive a good car. Everybody would want to drive a newer car. Nobody runs to put on clothes that are not very fashionable. But yet when we see such people, they are not like us. And so we want to ignore them in the church. In our friendship, they're not in our circle of friends because they're not like us. But I thank God for Jesus. The Lord has called you like a wife forsaken. I don't know how it feels like. Maybe wives can give us a hint here. When a wife is forsaken, when a wife is grieved in spirit, all that I know is that don't be near them. Or like the wife of a man's youth when she is cast off, feeling desolate, feeling lonely, feeling there is something in them that is, if you could just set me free. People may cause you to grieve over circumstances beyond your control. Because they are humans, they'll backbite you. Because they're humans, they'll damage your reputation. Because they're humans, they'll destroy your integrity. But God will restore it for you. God will restore it for you. Their effort will be in vain. Do not be afraid. The Lord will not forsake you. I don't know how your 2014 was, but don't allow the struggles of 2014 to simmer through into 2015. Don't let the struggles and the pain and the frustrations and the backbiting and the damage that was done to the person, to you as a person, come through to 2015. Don't begin that way. You have the power to say, I will not. I'm going to start on a new slate. In verse 7, he says, for a brief moment I abandoned you, but with great compassion I will gather you. In overflowing wrath for a moment, I hid my face from you. But with everlasting love, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. Let's talk here for a moment. Mistakes will happen. There will be some wrongs that are done to one another and even to the personality of God. So people are going to sin. And God says that at that moment, I could abandon you. I could neglect you. I could turn my face away from you. But he says, because of my compassion, because of my great compassion, and because of my everlasting life, I will reach out to you. So what I'm being assured today, and what we are being assured today as a church, is that no matter what happens, the presence of God will be with you. Don't kick yourself. You know, I have this problem. When I hear people giving testimonies, kicking themselves of things that they had done, as if they're not humans. There are things that you do because you're humans. You're not perfect. God did not create you to be an angel. Otherwise, you'd be having wings and you'd be out of this place. So there will be mistakes. There will be times that you'll do things that you regret. But because I'm not the one who saves, I'm not the one with that salvific powers, the one who has that power says, even though I could have hidden my face from you, but with my everlasting love, I will have compassion on you. So what I'm saying is that don't kick yourself. You have no power to save yourself. Instead, go back to the Redeemer and tell him, here I am. And because of his compassion, he will reach out to you. If you've missed anything that I've said, I think to me that is a turnaround. Because we kick ourselves. We despise ourselves. We speak negative about ourselves, forgetting that those words that we speak are creative. So you say sometimes, I behave kama mjinga. You become that mjinga because you're calling mjingas into yourself. You speak those things that you regret. You know, sometimes me was speaking kama niko na wazimu. You call that wazimu into yourself. And you start wondering, why are you behaving like a madman? You call that madness into yourself. Church, it is serious. It is about time that we realize that we have creative powers. Those things that you call with your words, with your conversation, they come into existence. If you think that you'll never make it and you confess it, that me, I will never make it. I can never make it in life. It's not people like us who make it. How can you ever make it if you've already confessed it? You've already negated what God had purposed for you. If you say that every business I do just goes, you know, belly up, it will go belly up even before you start. Because you have creative powers and you've already prophesied on yourself and said that I can never make it. I challenge you to speak words of power and words of authority. I challenge you to prophesy over yourself. I challenge you to prophesy 2015 to be a year of greatness. I challenge you to prophesy that 2015 is going to be the best year ever. I challenge you to prophesy over yourself that 2015 will be the opposite of what 2014 was. Even when you have wandered away like that one lost sheep, for a brief moment, God may abandon you, hide his face from you because of the presence of sin, but momentarily, he will overlook your failures with great compassion and everlasting love. He will not leave you alone. He will not leave you alone. He will not leave you alone. He will reach out to you. I love Isaiah 54. The turning point on this chapter is verse 16, going through 17. See, the prophet Isaiah says, it is I who have created the smith, or what we call the blacksmith, the person who goes to fashion those weapons. So what he's saying, those people who sit in the Juakali or wherever they sit to fashion those weapons, it is I who created them. Me, Jehovah, it's me who created them. The one who blows the fires of coals and produces a weapon for its purpose, makes sure that this arrow is sharp enough, makes sure that this AK-47 shoots the way it is supposed to shoot, makes sure that that bullet is the way it is supposed to be. It is I who created them. And then in verse 17 he says, of those weapons they are creating, the AK-47s, the Endurers, the arrows, the spears, none of them will ever be used against you and prosper. I think you missed the point. Let me say again. He says, these people who are making these weapons, I'm the one who created them. It's not of their own. I created them myself. The weapons, the way they do or what they do, you know, making them sharp, making whatever, the AK-47, the pistols, all those things, it's me who created them. Now, those weapons that they have made by the people that I created, they can never be used against you. And when they're used against you, they can never prosper. They can never prosper. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. What it means is that, you know, I could use that gun against my brother Francis, but it is going to be in vain. Because he's covered, he's under protection. He's bulletproof. He's panga-proof. He's njora-proof. He's arrow-proof. He's spear-proof. He's covered. But beloved, if you do not believe in the scripture the way it is worded here, every weapon that is going to come against you, it will be knocking you down. An arrow comes, down. A spear comes, down. But it says that no weapon that has been fashioned against you by the people that God created, none of them shall be used against you and it prospers. Today I feel very privileged because I'm looking at people who are covered. I'm looking at people who are bulletproof. I'm looking at people who are saying that there is no weapon that is going to be fashioned against me. No weapon that is going to be used against me in 2015 is going to work against me. I am looking at people who are proclaiming and confessing and professing that I am covered by the blood of Jesus. Because it is through prophet Isaiah that God says that no weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. But then the second part also says, it's not just the weapons. Even those people who go speaking negative things against you. Even those people sengenya, sengenya. Even those people who can never keep quiet, they just want to say something extra about you. He has given you power. This is what he says. You shall confute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. So when those words that they are spoken in your behind, those people who are backbiting, those words affect you because you have given them the power. The opposite is what he says. You shall confute every tongue. You shall negate it. You shall not follow what they are saying. It doesn't affect me at all. I refuse it in Jesus' name. I refuse this backbiting in the name of Jesus. People who go spoiling the integrity of people without knowing what these people are really going through. People who speak lies over nothing. Not in this church, but in other places when you go out there. Refuse it in the name of Jesus. Don't allow these words to harm you. Don't allow these weapons that are formed by human beings to destroy you, beloved. We have been called for such greatness. When you allow those things to happen, we are operating at ground zero. Just down there, you know. Unatukanwa, nilitukanwa. Somebody says this, they said this against me. You do this. It's about time to rise up. God is raising up an army. But you gotta be a strong member of that army. Not a soldier who is going to be knocked down by words. Not a soldier who does not even understand that you are protected with a bulletproof cover round about you. So even when a bullet comes, you even fall before it even touches you. You are above that. God has prepared you for greatness, something higher than what you can even think or even imagine. At the end of verse 17, he says, "This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the vindication from me, says the Lord." You know, I don't know what part you're getting in this scripture of Isaiah 54, but for me, there is one thing that I know remains true. You cannot put a mouth stopper on people. Or because you're hearing people talking, you start giving them that thing we give to babies so that they stop making noise. You know, you cannot. Because people have mouths, people will talk. The power that God has given you is what comes out of their mouth, you stop it. It doesn't affect you because you are word-proof. The same way that you are bulletproof or you are panga-proof or njora-proof, you are also word-proof. And you start wondering, you know, no matter what you speak about Julius, nothing really bothers him. He keeps just walking like this because I'm word-proof. But if you allow these words to hang on you, to come behind you, you cannot survive in 2015. You cannot survive in 2015. My challenge, though, however, if you are the one who has that gift of speaking, if you are the one who has that gift of carrying weapons against the children of God, this is going to be a dangerous year for you in 2015. Because the people that are in this church today, they are people who know their position. They are people who know their rights in Christ Jesus. They are people who will not tolerate that nonsense. They are people who will not tolerate that rubbish of attacking other people. They are people who will stand up and say, "We are above this. We are above this." 2015 is going to be a different year. But it's going to depend on what you prophesy over yourself. How about stopping to wait to what the preachers and prophets are going to prophesy over you? You know, and it's okay. But I'm not of that class. Mimi nilikata. Bishop unajua hivyo. I said no, because here's the thing. We give a lot of power to people believing that, you know, "Pastor, you know, speak over me, speak over me, speak over me." Why? Why should you speak over me? Isn't it the same God that we serve who is going to speak over me? Why not allow God speak to me, oh Lord? There is you identify the anointing, that there's an anointing in the building, and you say, "God, speak to me right now." You break, you know, open your heart and just allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. He will speak to you. And you wonder why people, you know, do things that are very strange, because you've allowed people to speak over you. You gotta be careful. Because the way you rush to be spoken to, things are going to be spoken over you and you can't negate it. You gotta be careful. Let 2015 be different, church. Hallelujah. This year will come with mountains. But God will give you the strength to go over those mountains. This year will come with challenges. But God will give you the wisdom to go through those challenges that come through your life. This year will come with situations that you have not encountered before. But God will give you a foresight so that you know how to handle this. The only thing that you need to do is that you cannot do it alone. You've got to walk with Him. You've got to walk with Him. You cannot go alone. It's a tough journey. It's a difficult journey. It's got terrains that are not common. It's got places that you need a guide. Allow the Lord to be your guide through 2015. He will be your present help in times of trouble. He will watch over you. He will protect you. He will cover you. He will guide you. He will whisper to you and tell you, "You cannot go through that way. You need to go through this way." allow yourself to have that spirit that is responsive to the word of God. Allow yourself to be responsive to the whispering of God. When he tells you don't, then you follow after him. Allow yourself to be obedient to what the Lord tells you. I feel that we should reach a certain point where we need to minister to ourselves. This is what I mean. Don't wait for somebody to minister to you. Don't wait for me to come and minister to you. When it comes to prophesying over your life or speaking over your life, you are the best person to speak over your life. And I want to give you a moment to just think for a moment. What do you want 2015 to mean to you? What do you want 2015 to mean to you? I cannot speak over you. You can speak over yourself. And as Israel comes here, I want to give that opportunity. You can either choose to stand, you can choose to kneel, you can choose to look at me, or you can choose to close your eyes. Whichever way that you feel is perfect for you to be able to meditate on 2015 and decide, this is what I want 2015 to be to me, speak over yourself. This is your moment. This is your moment. It's a brand new year. It's going to have its own challenges. What do you want it to be? At the end of 2015, what is it that you want? Speak to 2015. Call those things that are not. Call them. Call them. Prophesy over yourself. Prophesy.
Help, you are my shield. shelter, strong tower, my very present help in time of need. For you have made me glad.
Hallelujah.
And now say, oh, the Lord, you are my shield, my strength, my portion, deliverer, my shelter, strong tower. My very present help, you are my shield, my strength, my portion, deliverer, my shelter, strong tower, my very present help in time.
Trust you have been fair to yourself, you've been honest to yourself, you've prophesied over your 2015. And I trust you've spoken as sincerely as possible. But allow me to also have a cover over you as we come to the end of this sermon. I declare and decree that 2015 will be the year when you shall experience God's favor and presence in your life. I declare and decree that 2015 shall be the year the site of your tent shall be enlarged, when the curtains of your habitation shall be stretched out. You will not be in lack. I declare and decree that 2015 shall be the year when you shall be established. Those that need papers in this country, this will be your year. Far from oppression, far from fear, far from terror, a year you shall be protected from all forms of danger. This is the year of the Lord, and He has a purpose for you. Grab what is yours and purpose it. Purpose to remain in the cross. Purpose to remain in the cross, so that when we come to the end of 2015, we can confidently say that surely the Lord walked with me. I guarantee you, you cannot walk with the Lord and suffer. You cannot walk with the Lord and be in lack. You cannot walk with the Lord and be in pain. I urge you, let us walk in the Lord. Let us walk in the Lord. Hallelujah.
And I will not be moved.
And I
say, oh, the Lord, you are my shield, my strength, my portion, deliverer, my shelter, strong tower, my very present help, you are my shield, my strength, my portion, deliverer, my shelter, strong tower, my very present help, you are my shield, my strength,
time of need. My very present help in time of need. You will be my shield. You will be my strength. You are my portion. You are my deliverer. You are my shelter. You are my strong tower. My very present help in times of trouble. My very present help in time of my need. My very present help in time of my situation. My very present help in time of my suffering. You are my shelter. You are my strength. You are my strong tower. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How I bless you. How I glorify your name, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
For you have made me.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
You have made me glad.
One time.
For you have made me glad. And now say of the Lord, you are my shield, my strength, my portion, deliverer, my shelter, strong tower,
my very present help, my very present help, my very present help, my very present help. Hallelujah. Kanta busande ne bakande chungi ne mana makanta. My very present help in times of my need. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we exalt you this evening. We exalt you, Lord Jesus Christ, this afternoon. Oh God, your presence is filling this place right now in the name of Jesus. I am praying that, Lord Jesus Christ, there will be a visitation, oh Lord Jesus Christ, to them that, Lord Jesus Christ, are stretching out to you, oh God. May your presence be there, oh God. Those who are pleading and crying, oh God, you are my portion. Those who are crying out and saying that, God, you are my deliverer. Those who are crying out and saying that, God, you are my shelter. Oh God, I'm praying that, God, you may come down in a new way, Father. That this 2015 is going to be different for them in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I feel that there are some of us in this service today, because of the things that happened in 2014, we are feeling that we cannot have a breakthrough. How is it going to work? There are questions in our hearts. How is it going to work out? Because we've been so hurt in 2014. We want to pray for you as a church. It is not fair for us to leave this service today and leave you in that situation. It doesn't matter how bad 2014 was for you, my dear brother, my dear sister. Our God is a God of hope. It doesn't matter what answers you've been waiting for and they've not come through for you, my dear brother, my dear sister. It doesn't matter the bad reports that you have heard over time. It doesn't really matter. All that I know is that there is a good plan that God has for you for 2015. Beloved, don't allow yourself to carry on with the struggles of 2014. And as a church, I feel it's not fair for us to celebrate the things that God has done for us when someone in the church, even if it's going to be just one person, it is not fair. I feel in my spirit we need to pray for such who are in that situation, wondering how is it going to happen? How can I make it when 2014 was so terrible for me? If you feel that you're in that situation, I urge you, just come to the front. You know, it's not typical of me to do this, but I feel in my heart, I am convinced there is somebody who is having that struggle. Please come. We'll pray for you. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. There is something God wants to do for you in 2015. It may have been too hard for you in 2014. Don't let it drag into 2015. And I'll say of the Lord, And stand behind these beloved brothers and just lay your hands on them and speak the word of God to them. Is there any who has the courage to come and stand with them and pray over them? Is there any? Would you just come and pray with them that God will be their strength, that what needs to be broken will be broken, that 2015 will be different? Is there one more person who can come and pray? Is there one more person? Seated or standing, would you please rise up and stretch your hands towards beloved brothers that are here, and let's pray for them that 2015 is going to be different, that there's going to be a transformation in 2015, that the struggles of 2014 will not be carried over to 2015, that Christ will see them through, that God will be their shelter, who will bring a new revelation, a new meaning, a new purpose in their lives. There will be a newness in their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you because, God, you are not a respecter of persons. We are calling the heavens right now on behalf of our brothers, oh God. Only you understand the struggles that they have gone through. Only you understand the struggles they've gone through 2014, oh God. The pains, the shame, the frustration. Oh God, we stand in the gap with them right now in the name of Jesus. We are calling the heavens on their behalf, oh God. And we are saying that, God, may you transform 2015 for them in the name of Jesus. Holy God, I'm praying that, God, there will be a new meaning for them, oh God. Whatever it is that they have called you for, whatever they have cried to you for, oh God, may you answer them speedily, oh God. May you meet them at that very point of their needs in the name of Jesus. Oh God, may you be there for them, Christ Almighty. How I call upon your name, oh God. How I pray that, God, you may intercede, stand in the gap, Lord. How I pray that, Lord, you may be the answer in their situation, in their circumstances, oh God. In those mountains, oh God, that seem so humongous. In those valleys that seem so deep. Oh God, I'm praying that, Lord, you may change it for them in the name of Jesus. Situations that have been hopeless, oh God, transform them, oh God, with hope in the name of Jesus Christ. Where there have been no answers, oh God, may you show your presence, oh mighty God, with the answer, man. Oh, hallelujah. Oh God, those things that, Lord, just seem so terrible that there is nothing can work out, oh God. May you simplify it for them in the name of Jesus. For your sake, oh God, we are putting your word to test, oh God. That, Lord, they will stand in this same altar and say that, God, we met with you. We prayed in the first service of 2015 and you saw us through. We are putting your word to test, oh God, because we believe that, God, you are true to your word. Oh God, meet with them at that point of their needs, oh God. Help them to celebrate 2015. Help them, Lord Jesus Christ, to have meaning, Lord Jesus Christ, in their lives, oh God, and purposes in their lives, and whatever they do, oh God. Be present in their lives, oh God. We bless you, Redeemer. We thank you, Jesus. We glorify your name for your presence, oh God, in this place. God, if there is any pain, any shame this morning in the sanctuary, oh God, I'm praying for a special healing in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I'm praying that, Lord, if there is any need for healing, oh God, I'm praying that God may permeate such the bodies, Lord Jesus Christ, wherever there's an ailment right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Any need that, Lord, is being represented today in this sanctuary, I am praying that God may come through in the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, because you remain God. You remain true to your word. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise.